the remote and adjust the remedy.
What are you talking about?
It's TV Talk Talk with Sarah Grace on Bay 93.9.
She never fails to impress. There's always a nugget, and we're itching for it this morning. Grace Acting School in Paco Street. Daz with the catch-up. Hayden's just snorted. Sorry. Sarah Grace and TV Talk perched up, ready to tell us. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
What have you got for us?
Have some good viewing for you today.
Hit us.
All right. This one comes from the lovely Jaden. I love getting recommendations from people, so yeah. Jaden works for me. Popped over for a cuppa yesterday. I said, Jay, can't leave unless you tell me what you're watching on TV.
Yeah. He was held down.
Yes, he was. This is his recommendation. He's been watching The Undoing that is on binge at the moment. Have you guys seen
it? Yes, I'm watching it each week like an old lady on Showcase.
Good.
Whereas I watched the first three episodes and now I'm waiting till all three are done because I need to know what happens and I can't wait week for week. So I've paused until it's all done.
It looks amazing.
Yeah,
it looks like, you know, very high suspense. So this is Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
It's the same writer-creator as Big Little Lies. It's got Hugh Grant and Donald Sutherland. And so she is a therapist, Grace.
Mm.
She has curly hair in it, which I love.
She's back to her red hair.
As a side note, looks very good. She should have always just stuck with that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Her husband's Hugh Grant, and they're very well off. And then something crazy happens, and it all just goes wild. And it's,
it is. It's crazy. She does a lot of walking around the streets of New York. So if you love New York and you've been there and you're interested in seeing it, you'll see a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
But Hugh Grant's funny in this because some of the scenes, he looks like he doesn't know how to pull serious faces. Hayden and I were talking about
this.
Because he's used to being the goofy guy in rom-coms.
Yes.
Some of the faces that he's got to pull, because without giving too much away, he gets put in jail for a period of time.
Yes, yes.
There's a murder and you don't know, and Hayden? His face is kind of a little unconvincing at times.
Yeah, there's a few scenes where he's with his son and you're like, oh, you're just meant to be the flopsy president, the prime minister in Love Actually.
Flopsy, that is the word for him, really.
Yeah.
Is it just because that's how we see him, or is really that's just what he is? Yeah.
He doesn't quite nail it.
He's wondering that. I wanted to see him in something serious.
But it is a good show.
Yes. Okay,
it's a
very good
show.
So The Undoing, you can watch it on binge, or you can watch it on Fox Showcase.
Yeah, and they're giving it each week, which I think is terrible in these days of streaming.
Come on, don't be ridiculous. Anyway, it's worth the wait, apparently, so check that one out. Now, here's a little random one for you.
Yes.
It's on SBS On Demand. It's called Couples Therapy. I stumbled across this last night. It's a documentary series, and it basically just goes into a couples therapy session.
Oh.
It's like, really? You're straight in there. Each episode's a different couple, and you are right in the middle of their therapy session. I don't know if I love it, but it's random, and I wanted to tell you guys about it. If you just maybe you're feeling a bit down about your relationship at the moment, get in there and have a listen to them, and you will be like, oh, okay, we're doing all right.
We're all right, yeah.
Did the therapist give any worthwhile advice?
It was really interesting to watch her work because she, the bit I watched, there was a man that I wanted to throw things at him. it's good for that. You can watch it with someone and be like, no, you be quiet and just throw things at the telly. Because he was very self-centered and she was kind of alluding to that but in a nice way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
See, the other doco that you pointed us towards, Addicted Australia, I watched that last week, a couple episodes, and it's wonderful.
It is.
It's really confronting, but it's so honest. So
yes,
you're on the
really
money
honest.
With the docos, Sayers.
So,
well done.
I don't know, couples therapy bit left of centre. I was a little bit uncomfortable, felt like I shouldn't be there, but it was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out, SBS On Demand. Now, ready for a nugget?
Ready.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Mm. Okay.
We both licked our lips.
No, we did.
It's really bad.
Like Wile E. Coyote about to eat Roadrunner.
Hilarious. Okay, so this one is going to drop on Thursday on Binge and Fox One on Foxtel, and it's The Flight Attendant.
Oh.
So this has got Kaylee Cook. How do you know? From Big Bang Theory.
Penny.
The blonde in Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
She's stepping out into this new role. She does an amazing job in it, apparently. She is an air hostess and she's a bit of a party girl, you know.
Yeah.
She, has different boyfriends at different places, different suitors, living the party life. And anyway, she wakes up and the man that she is with is not alive anymore.
Oh. Right.
He's behind you.
Yeah, the panto. The flight attendant, the panto. I'm
yes,
in.
Yes, that's it. But she has no memory of the night and it looks pretty sus. And so it's just about, you know, how she never gets out. I think they're in Thailand at the time. So she's like getting out of there. And she has these flashbacks. And so it's all a little bit intense. But it looks good. Reviews are saying that it's quite good. She's quite good. So check that one out. That is dropping on Binge on Thursday.
What's it called again, sis?
It's called The Flight Attendant.
The Flight Attendant.
Yeah. And do we know if it's week by week like The Undoing? Or
I'm
are they
not sure. Hopefully not.
Being foxy, I think it's probably going to be
week by week.
Week by week.
It's
come
so old-fashioned.
With the times,
I mean,
guys.
Even I say that and I pay my bills at the post office.
And so you know, come on.
Come on. Give it to us all in one go so we can gorge it.
That's it.
There's some good stuff there. Says, thank you. We'll see you next Monday.
See you then.
The amazing Sarah Grace. Grace Acting Studios in Paco Street. And afternoon's catch-up with Dazza as well.